Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Our guest this week is Sarah Wagner with the City of Litchfield Tourism Department. Sarah Wagner joining us here on WSMI from the City of Litchfield Tourism Office. And Sarah, coming up in September, I believe it is, we've got the Litchfield All Year Class Reunion. Why don't you give us a little bit more information about that?
Absolutely. So the Litchfield All Year Class Reunion is Saturday, September 24th at the Litchfield Community Center. Tickets are on sale now. You can purchase those at the Litchfield Tourism Office, or you can log on to visitlitchfield.com and download the ticket request form, and you can mail it in. This event is for anyone who has ever attended the Litchfield High School. We like to gather all alumni together every 4 years and welcome everyone and allow you to mingle with individuals who you may know, may not know. It's just a really nice way to get everyone together and reconnect and share in some memories. So everyone is invited.
And the way I understand it, it's not just the reunion that's going to be going on. There's also going to be something other stuff going on the day of the reunion.
Absolutely. So the All Year Class Reunion at the Community Center, that portion starts at 5 o'clock. Dinner will be served at 6. And we have live music by the Smash Band from 6:30 to 10:30 p.m. But during the day, we did set up some optional excursions. There will be a guided tour of Litchfield High School. There will be a self-guided tour and greeting by a museum board member at the Litchfield Museum and Route 66 Welcome Center. And then at 1 p.m., there will be a guided tour of the Shoal Creek Conservation Area. So we tried to set up some optional excursions that would work as well with your ticket. So when you're here, you can fill your whole day with some great parts about Litchfield.
Right, right. Have you had a pretty good response from people hearing back, RSVPing to the event so far?
I would say we definitely have a nice group and people that show interest and are really looking forward to the event. It'll be, I think, really very nice. Everyone seems pretty excited that's signed up. So I think it will be definitely a good day.
And you mentioned that you had sent, or that invitations had been sent out. But if someone is interested in going and for whatever reason they did not send in or not receive an invitation, how would they get that?
Right. So sometimes we get invitations that have been returned in the mail and we don't have a forwarding address. So I wanted to make it as accessible to everyone as possible. You can log on to visitlitchfield.com and click the events portion. Under the events portion, I have listed all of the events upcoming in Litchfield. The Litchfield High School All Year Class Reunion is one of those. You can click that, and there's where it says formal invitation. It opens a PDF. You can just print it off. Or if you're here in town, it's easier for you to run by Litchfield City Hall. I have them here in the office. You can just stop in and pick up a ticket request form and fill it out, and I'll get you your ticket. And I would say make sure to return them by Monday, September 12th, in order to guarantee a meal and your lowest ticket price. So Monday, September 12th is the advanced ticket purchase deadline.
But you can still attend if you don't get the invitation returned by September 12th. You just won't be guaranteed dinner.
Correct. You won't be guaranteed dinner, and it's a little bit higher price. So we want to make sure that everybody has the ability, if they so choose, to purchase at the lower ticket cost. And definitely we want everyone to make sure that they're guaranteed a meal. So have to turn that list into the caterers.
Okay. Yeah, very, very nice. Was there anything else regarding the reunion that we did not mention?
We just hope that everyone is aware that it's for individuals of any graduating class. It's definitely a chance to reconnect and visit with friends and classmates and individuals, again, who you may not know. It's just a really nice way to come together and share in some memories.
Absolutely. Another event that's going to be coming up this month, actually, there will be a Czech film crew coming to film Route 66. And Sarah, if you could help me explain a little bit about what this is, because it's the 90th anniversary of Route 66 on a bicycle.
Absolutely. So this year is the 90th anniversary of Route 66, and it was very exciting. Litchfield was contacted by the Illinois Route 66 Scenic Byway, who put us in contact with the Czech Republic Route 66 Association, who will be riding from Chicago to Santa Monica in 33 days, which is awesome. They will be staying overnight in various locations. Litchfield will be one of those locations, and they have invited the public to join them on parts of their excursion. So what they have invited is any individual from any skill level can join them on August 23rd, which is a Tuesday morning. But August 23rd, they will meet at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites in Litchfield at 9 a.m., and they will be traveling from Litchfield to St. Louis on Route 66. So you can join them for 1 mile or 5 miles or 10 miles, however you would choose. And they are filming basically an educational documentary of their travels on a bicycle, and it will be used to encourage more Route 66 travelers from the Czech Republic, inform them about Route 66 here in the United States, and they just really want to get the public involved and to raise basically bicycle traveling awareness. So if you like to bike any skill level, please go to the Holiday Inn Express and Suites in Litchfield on Tuesday, August 23rd at 9 a.m. and join the crew for a small bike ride or long, depending on what you like.
And if someone would like a little bit more information about this film crew or just about the event in general, is there somewhere where they can visit, or can they call the tourism office and you can
explain
to them?
They can feel free to call the tourism office, or I posted some information online on the visitlitchfield.com, or you can always like Visit Litchfield, Illinois on Facebook if you're more of a Facebooker, and I can respond to your messages that way. So anyway, we try to keep some various lines of communication open to make it easier for however people like to get in touch. I know I've gotten some awesome calls from individuals around the area already showing interest, so I think it will be a really nice morning.
Yeah, absolutely. And this, obviously, this has coincided with a big year for Route 66 and for Litchfield, what with the Blue Carpet Quarter happening earlier this summer and now the Bike Festival. Just a big year for Route 66 and for the city of Litchfield.
It really is, and it's even the 66th year of the Litchfield Skyview Drive-In
right on
Route 66, so it's definitely a big celebratory year here in Litchfield for all Route 66 fans. So I think it's a great opportunity that's extended to the public.
And it speaks to really the impact and the importance that Route 66, the mother road, has had on the city of Litchfield as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Also coming up this weekend, a little bit sooner, we kind of did this in reverse order, but we've got the Picker's Market coming up, which obviously we're past halfway through. Don't believe this is the last Picker's Market of the season, or am I wrong? Is it the last?
Nope. We have three more left, mm-hmm. So it's on the downhill slope, but you know what? Don't miss out, because these next three are going to be fantastic. This Sunday, August 14th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., head to downtown Litchfield, beginning on Route 16 or Union Avenue and State Street. And we will fill the downtown area again with antique, vintage, refurbished, upcycled, all types of items that you can imagine. We have a nice group of vendors that will be here. So bring your umbrellas, your carts, your totes, your pickup trucks, everything to fill up with what you'll find downtown. It's going to be a really nice summer Sunday. We do have live music in Library Park all day from 9 a.m. to 11:30. John McMahon will be playing, nice acoustic set, and then followed by Hunter Sharp from noon to 3 p.m. And all that will be in Library Park in the shade. So definitely come out and enjoy. Food will be available at the market, so you can spend all day if you'd like. Definitely a lot going on. We're really excited that Prairie Pickers and Litchfield Tourism has done this again this year. And like I said, there's only three more left, so you definitely want to make sure that you start coming out.
You're absolutely right. And obviously for someone who has not yet been to the Pickers Market, and they may be worried about, you know, staying hydrated or being out in the heat this weekend, As always, I believe there will be water provided at the Pickers Market by somebody. Is that correct?
Yes, Farmers Insurance has donated some bottled water, so they have station where they will be passing out bottled water, which is really kind of them to do. They understand the importance of keeping visitors hydrated. We've definitely put up a few misters and cooling stations around so you can get cooled off if you're feeling too hot. I always encourage people to bring their own umbrella, and that's like portable shade. So wherever you go, you have shade, and it's really good, and it's not too shabby. And so definitely be conscious of that, and we do make our attempt to keep guests as comfortable as possible as well, because it's a fun day and we want everyone to really enjoy it.
Sarah Wagner joining us from the Litchfield City of Litchfield Tourism Office. Sarah, was there anything else going on with the City of Litchfield or tourism that we have not mentioned that you would like to get out there?
I would say, as always, just to keep you the most up to date, always check the event calendar on visitlitchfield.com or and like Visit Litchfield, Illinois on Facebook. We try to post as many of the upcoming events as possible on there just to keep everybody well informed. We want to make sure that everyone in this area and out of town has a great time and enjoy Litchfield. So make sure you keep checking back, and I'll look forward to visiting again.
Again, that was Sarah Wagner with the City of Litchfield Tourism Office. And that's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.